Welcome. This is Karen Felice Allen with Glorious Neighborhoods, and I thank you so very much for your time. There is so much change taking place far more rapidly than many industry professionals even predicted. We've got to get prepared. Please don't think that the technology changes that are happening are for those businesses. It is important that each business owner, each business leader, each prospective business leader take time to investigate, to find out what are the industry trends, the predicted industry trends for the industry that they are in. If you're in any industry, it doesn't matter. Don't think, well, I don't want to implement it, so I'm just going to keep doing things this way. Please understand that while you're doing things this way, is okay if that's what you decide. But also understand that you may have competitors and who have decided, many of them have already started implementing technology to help them in certain aspects of their business. If they're able to do certain functions for a lower cost, if they're able to get it done more efficiently, more effectively, where they are able to see greater profitability, where they're able to offer customers greater discounts, they're able to offer products and services more quickly. If anything is changing in their business and yours is not, there may be things that happen that allow them to offer products and services in ways and at prices that you simply cannot. They may be able to offer things that you cannot because you haven't taken time to just find out. You may decide, you know what? I'm not doing that. We're going to do this, and this is the path that we're going to take, but be informed. You don't have to decide to implement technology in every respect, or every aspect of your business, but you may decide, you know what? I can help these team members by doing this because technology can handle this and they can focus on these tasks. Maybe I'm offering this and I can do a better job in product development and product offerings by implementing technology so that I can bring this to my customers more rapidly. Or I can bring a different derivatives of this product by you. There's so many things to consider, but you've got to consider. Please don't keep your head in the sand. Really, I'm going to just name a few industries and areas that I am familiar with and that could implement some form of technology. And some of these you may say, how possibly? Real estate, education, childcare, healthcare professions, social services. Are you thinking, as I'm sitting here, I'm pausing, are you thinking, huh? How? What could technology do for my business? There's a lot that of things that we may not consider. But please know it's important that we take time to investigate that. We are doing our part. We're going to be offering free artificial intelligence training for business leaders so that you can explore some of the options, so that you can think what may help us. And for a select number of individuals will help those individuals to get AI implemented in one form or another in their businesses. We also are offering an AI trends and application session, a series of sessions that are coming up. See the information here. It is important that great businesses stay open. You do great things for communities. You employ people. You provide opportunities for customers and clients to obtain needed products and services. You contribute to the tax base of communities. You do great things. great businesses with open doors and that are profitable also allow business leaders and owners to take care of their families and to continue to employ people so that they can take care of their families. It is important to us. We care about communities and we care about you. We care about you as people and we care about you as business leaders. Please make sure that you look here, see what's here. There are opportunities to get information about artificial intelligence training. There are opportunities to obtain assistance that you may not have thought that you could afford. Imagine obtaining assistance from a professional with a master's degree that would normally cost you thousands of dollars, but you can have this assistance for less than $300, $350. And not even have to spend $100 to get the assistance started. Come on, it's a no-brainer, but it is not an unlimited amount of opportunities because again, we have to ensure that we have the personnel to provide those services. But again, if you're serious, you need help, this might be a great way to get the help, not have to pay the taxes that would come with an employee. Again, it's on a case-by-case basis, depending on how the working relationship is established. You may not have to, you don't have to deal with any benefits. There are so many wonderful opportunities with our work projects. We also have special project assistance. We're opening that up. Look under work projects, look under the business assessment, see what type of solutions we're working to build. We may be able to help your business with that as well. And also something else I want to tell you about, there's a lot here, please get plugged in, the work tour. This is different. Everything that we're doing it's different. Yes, you may see some commonalities, but this is different, trust me. We're not simply focusing on helping the businesses in their day-to-day functions. We're also working to help you by helping customers, clients, community members. If people do not have the finances to purchase what you are offering, they can't purchase it. I know, it's a no-brainer, right? If they're fearful, if they're scared, they won't purchase it in many cases. We are working to build the lives of people. And as we do that, a part of that is helping them to generate the income that they need to care for their families. That includes purchasing the products and services that they need. In the work tour, we're exploring work trends. We're exploring what the world of work is looking like today and what we expect it to look like in days to come. And we want people to be educated. Many, 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 many people have no idea about how their work stands to be impacted. They need to understand how to get the training. So if their job is still in place, how can they be equipped to stay in that position? Or if they need to get training now to pivot, what do they need to do? Again, you have a vested interest in making sure that people in communities are working. Because again, no matter how great what you offer is, if they can't afford it, they can't afford it. And if things get really tough and they've got to choose between who they can afford and you're not the lowest price, for whatever reason, they may not choose you. This is not a race to the bottom. You don't want to have to literally price yourself out of business. So let's find out how can we do great business and keep our doors from shuttering, continue to offer great services, and continue to contribute to communities, and at the same time, take care of families, your families and the families of your team members and families in the communities. There's so much here. I invite you to come in, get involved, share. Please don't get caught up and look for, another glitzy solution, another, the glitz and the glam. If you're trying to offer more glitz and glam and other people are trying to sell with more glitz and glam and there's no power, we need powerful, powerful strategies, tools, and ways to move forward. That's what we're about. There's so much that we're working to do, and we're moving so fast. It may not be, quote, pretty, but the goal is for it to be powerful. Please get involved. Tell others about it. Not because, oh, we want, you know, oh, it's a glorious neighborhood. No, because we are looking to bring solutions that we believe will impact, positively impact communities. What's happening now? God, last year, gave me to help businesses, to help preserve the lives of people during challenging days. I had no idea that this year was going to look like this year. And we don't need to, it's not a matter, please don't, oh, this person came and they did this, they did that. No, let's find out, okay, God, what is going on and how do we deal with it? And let's move forward. Let's not get up the pointing of the finger and, you know, the complaining. It's not going to get us anywhere. Let's get into a place of power and find out how to successfully navigate this from a place of peace, where we're not struggling, where we're not worried, where we're not in a frenzy, but we're in a place of peace. And we operate from a position of power. I am so excited about working with so many people. I hope that I can be of assistance. I hope that Glorious Neighborhoods can be of assistance to you. Let's join together. Let's network our resources and let's be a powerful influence in our communities. And at the same time, position ourselves to be blessed and to experience the resources and the provision that we need in our lives and in the businesses that we serve. God bless you. I look forward to hearing from you and working with many of you.